Agricultural and business interests are continuing their push for approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, hoping to get the agreement through Congress sooner rather than later. The 12-nation agreement has been in the works for years and was finalized in 2015, but now the negotiating parties need to receive final approval from their own respective governments. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman told reporters Sunday that he wanted to complete the process of approval in 2015, but TPP is still a major priority for AFBF in the new year.
I was hoping, probably too optimistically, that the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement would be completed before the end of the year, earlier in the year, but then it became evident that that wasn't going to be the case. So I think something like that needs to be teed up early in 2016, which is a political year. And so that is one of the areas of focus that I know we'll have as an organization, is to try to get the Trans-Pacific Partnership passed, because that agreement is extremely important to agriculture. And I think what's not talked about enough is what happens if we do not ratify that agreement, and what happens then is we get left behind in a lot of these other countries where other partners in that agreement have gone ahead and ratified it and put it into force.
Ambassador Darcy Vetter serves as the chief agricultural negotiator with the U.S. Trade Representative, and she said she hopes to see the current political makeup help the agreement toward final passage.
Well, I certainly think it's a good reason to move quickly, knowing that you have the full support of this administration and that you can make a strong case for what the benefits will be. And we, you know, stand ready to partner with U.S. agriculture and with others to make that case and to move forward as quickly as possible. No matter where the presidential candidates might come out, there is some transition that takes place when a new Congress, when a new president comes into office. They have to staff up those positions and, really get things in order before they can move forward. And when we know that we're losing ground to other partners, why wait?
Vetter says if the U.S. doesn't act on trade policy in the Pacific region through TPP, it could get left out in the cold as other countries negotiate amongst themselves.
But the real comparison here is not the world today and the world with TPP, but the world with TPP and the world without it. Because as we go through the process to try and approve this agreement, other countries are doing the same. Nearly all of our TPP partners are currently engaged in trade negotiations with the EU and with other TPP partners. They're negotiating bilateral deals amongst themselves.
Since 2016 is an election year, TPP may end up becoming one of the issues that gets put off until the lame duck session at the end of the year, or possibly into 2017. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.